No one names their boys Ichabod or Judas anymore, or their daughters Jezebel. Names carry meaning, and oftentimes that meaning has to do with character traits. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. In Psalm 128, verse 8, it says, "Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth." Notice that our help is in the name of the Lord. Name meaning His person, His character, His essence. So the Christian's help and rescue is secure because of God's mighty power. After all, He made heaven and earth, and our rescue is secure because of God's faithfulness. To Israel, Yahweh has shown Himself to be a covenant God, a God who has entered into this contract with Israel based solely on grace and ratified solely by blood. The covenant that God made with Israel was guaranteed by blood, symbolizing that the covenant would require the cost of a life. That blood was poured out, half on the altar to represent atonement for our justification, and then half sprinkled on the people to represent that the blood sanctifies the people. So the people of Israel had a promise from God that He would be their God. He would not abandon them. He would always be on their side. And because of His character, they could always put their hope in Him. The death of the animal to atone for the sins of Israel and render the Israelites ritually clean was necessary for the old covenant to be ratified. But the death of the animal was only a picture, not a complete fulfillment. The complete fulfillment of the covenant would need not a picture, but a truly effectual blood sacrifice. John Owen gives us some helpful theological insight into the ritual that's described in the book of Hebrews. Here's what he says. This distribution of blood, half on the altar, half on the people, one to make atonement, the other to purify or sanctify, taught the double efficacy of Christ's blood in making atonement for sin and for our justification and purifying of our natures in sanctification. And that's what makes this psalm our psalm today. This is why you and I can claim that the Lord is on our side and why we should continually trust every one of us in the name of the Lord. He is faithful and true. He fulfilled the covenant Himself with the death and resurrection of His own Son because He is true to His promise. Today, please pray for Filomeno Kakilala and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Luo LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Kenya and Tanzania.